No, we're very pleased with the decision and the outcome. We know it's the right decision, so very pleased to have had that red card rescinded. Yeah, and of course it stems off we've already had a debate globally, haven't we, with football in terms of simulation and play acting. There was a big clampdown in the World Cup of recent memory, but of course there's other things that have tried to go in place to make sure. You look at the culture of English football, we're very strong with that, aren't we? We don't really accept it in English culture, and obviously the authorities have tried to implement simulation and play acting within the game and tried to clamp down on it. And of course it needs to be done because it's extremely difficult to referee a game anyway. But simulation and something is something that's been a topic that's been talked about. I think there needs to be another debate on simulation and play acting on purpose, on trying to get players booked or sent off, as is the case in Michael's. I think there needs to be a debate and an understanding about that side of it as well, because that was very clear on Tuesday night, and whether that's dealt with at the time or that's retrospectively, that needs to happen as well if we're to make sure that, as I said, culturally here we don't accept it. And yeah, if that's to happen and to help referees, then we need to have a debate or a talk about that side of it as well, because that's worse than actually just simulation and play acting. To actually do it with a purpose to get a player booked or sent off, for me that cannot be happening, and I'm sure that's open to debate for across the whole of the football world.
Yeah, because it's affecting a fellow professional for a start. I mean, are the Football League in this instance likely to look at what Mopai did, or is he going to get away with this scot-free?
Oh, I don't know. Look, that's nothing to do with me. As I said, we're just very, very pleased that the outcome was the right one, and we're very happy with that. And as I said, there's already been big debate on simulation and play acting, but I think there needs to be another one, a really serious look at simulation and play acting, to actually, with the purpose of getting players booked or sent off. And that cannot be happening. And whether that's action at the time or that's retrospectively, that needs to happen. So that's a debate to be had.
And whilst it's good that Michael's now available, you can't get those 25 minutes back where you had to dig in with 10.
No, of course, but as anything, whenever decisions come and whatever happens in a game, as I said, look, it's incredibly difficult for referees at the best of times. So any help that can be given to them to make sure that, especially these side of things like happens on Tuesday night, don't happen, we're all for it. So it happens now, unfortunately, and you have to deal with it. And I think the pleasing part and the most important part is that we dealt with that situation really well, to play 25 minutes plus whatever was added on. So you're talking half an hour with 10 men against a very good side away from home. Just a testament really to how well the players played.
7 games unbeaten. Home game against Rotherham now. Again, people will look back at what happened against Ipswich last week. Crucial to get out on the front foot in the first half, because that's something that's been lacking against those teams where you play it, where the fans are turning up with expectation, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both, a little bit of ourselves. QPR game was a little bit down to the opposition as well. It made it difficult for us, so you have to understand that. But no, you're right. 7 games unbeaten is momentum. Whichever way you get it, 7 games to be undefeated in this league is a hard thing to do, whichever way around it is. We know we need more wins. We know we want more wins. That's what we're going out on the pitch to try and do. But the key is, and we don't underestimate anyone. And you'll see on Saturday, Rotherham, very organised team, a lot of energy, a lot of endeavour, and a difficult team to play against. They've done exceptionally well. Paul's got them very, like I said, organised. They're fighting for each other. They've got a really huge spirit. So that's going to be a difficult thing to overcome. So we have to be ready for that. And which we have been. We've been preparing since the Brentford game for that. And we want to get that first win. And we trust in the players that, as you see, they're giving everything to make sure that we can get those wins and give ourselves all the best position to try and win games. And we need to do the same again at St Andrews. And that would be a fantastic way to go into the international break if we can get that win.
It's funny from me. Partnerships are so important on a football pitch. We're starting to see the relationship between Shadams and Lukas Djukovic grow game by game, and we're starting to see some quite instinctive stuff between them, which again is something to really grab hold of.
Yeah, of course. They've obviously played with each other a number of times. I think that what you try and do as a manager is, of course, you try and let partnerships grow or let the team grow, but also you're mindful that there's also a group of players that are fighting just as hard as those ones that are starting games in behind, and when they come on to have that compatibility, if you want to call it that, to come on and know how each other plays, I think we're gaining that as well with the players that are coming on and contributing to the performance. So, of course, when you've got a run of games, you want to try and build those relationships and understanding, not just for the partnerships, but for the whole team, and anyone that comes on is to fit into that same thinking, and that's how we try and work on a daily basis. The main part is clarity, you know, clarity of how you're working, but of course when the games come, how you work with each other in certain positions, that comes with game time, and yeah, that's quite an obvious thing.
There's two big organisations, just to go back a step, two big organisations, the PFA, the LMA. Is there nothing they can do to you know, encourage a fairer treatment of players, you know, for players that simulate?
I think there's a debate to be had. You know, like I said, I think, you know, the authorities have done a lot in terms of simulation and play acting in a general sense, and they've tried to clamp down on that. And of course, there's, as I said, it needed to be done. There's still more work that needs to be done, obviously, because it's hard as it is for referees to referee the game. The game's getting faster. It's getting a lot more in terms of importance, what it means to clubs, certain decisions throughout a whole season, what it can mean, the implementations of what can happen from really key decisions throughout a season. So the refs need the help with that. And but I think the bigger debate, or that debate needs to happen, but an even bigger debate that needs to definitely be addressed is, you know, simulation and play acting to get players or fellow players booked or sent off to gain an advantage. That cannot happen. That cannot happen. And culturally in England, we don't accept that anyway. But to do it in that way, which in my opinion was the essence of Tuesday, yeah, that needs to be addressed. And whether that's done at the time, great if it can be happened at the time, which was actually my fault at the time in terms of what was going to happen, so the shock of the red card. But retrospectively, then, definitely needs to happen.
Do you think that in the game, this is a passionate game where passions overrun? Do you think people understand that? I'm not about players, managers, coaches, fans. Passions overrun. It's that sort of game. If it hadn't got that, we wouldn't have a game. Do you think people understand about passion?
I think everyone does. You know, everyone's got passion in whatever way it is. And in football and in the heat of the moments, a lot of things can happen. And it's difficult. You know, it is difficult when it's your team. And especially if you face something such as we did on Tuesday and as proven, you know, yeah, was the wrong decision. And like you said, the consequence of having to play
the
30
injustice
minutes
of it all.
Yeah, and the fact of where we were in the game with 11 men and how well we were doing against a very good side. And then the possibility of having to face that period with the 10 men, and that could have been costly, you know, either way. And easily we could have maybe gone the other way and won the game even with 10 men, but it's not an ideal situation. So, yeah, passion's right. But of course, there has to be a, I don't know how to word it, but, you know, there has to be a limit or or certain boundaries and stuff. We all totally understand that, but also there has to be some leniency on certain things because it is, like you said, the heat of the moment, adversity. We're all trying our hardest to win. We know the implications of winning and losing and all those things. And yeah, you get passionate about it. But of course, there are boundaries as well.
What do you expect on the pitch from Rotherham?
As I said, Paul's got them very, very organised. They have a lot of energy, a lot of endeavour. And they're a tough team, you know, and that's what we have to expect. So there's no, what do you call it, complacency. There can't be. And that goes not just for the players, but for our crowd and for everyone. And that's a message I want to say to the crowd directly from me is they're fantastic. They've been so loyal. I've said it from the start. The support they've shown me and this team since I've walked into the building and my staff has been incredible. That's why I've enjoyed it so much and continue to enjoy it. But what I want them to understand is, again, with that passion is, and especially at home, is, you know, there are going to be periods in the season, home and away, where we're not going to be at our best, or we're not going to be as competitive as we wanted to be, as we saw in that first half of Ipswich. That's not by any intention. That can sometimes happen. It's inevitable in such a long season, so many games. I think it's going back to that first half at Ipswich. I think a lot, you know, I understand it is, you know, the team needs to give the fans something to get behind. I totally get that, and quite rightly so. But there are going to be moments where that needs to be reversed, where it might not quite be happening for us. That's where we need that crowd, where we know what noise they can make. We know how passionate they are about the team, about the club. That's where we need them